So you're a comedian. Well, I've never heard your podcast. There was a time when the world of comedy was all about earning your stand-up chops, but more recently, pod hours have become at least as important as stage hours, with fresh and flush-faced comedians alike opting to put the heckling on mute via podcasts. One of those who recently chose the path of the pod is Irish comedian Gerard Farrelly. The very comic, then, to explore the world of the comedy podcast for Culturefile, reaching out to comedians around the world from the very same Skype account he uses to hunt down guests for his own podcast, Fascinated.
I'm Gerard Farrelly, and earlier this year I dipped my toe into the world of podcasting. Answerable only to myself, I spent 9 months tracking down guests that would have made my teenage self giddy. But a comedian with a podcast is a drop in the ocean. Bill Burr's Monday Rants have become a worldwide success. Mark Maron's resuscitated his career with interviews he records in his garage, and Welcome to Night Vale have booked a live tour, all confirming that podcasting has revolutionised the way a comedian can build a following.
Hello, I'm Justin Morehouse. This is my podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, podcast fans.
But is podcasting just a lot of work for a big ego trip? I Skyped three comedy podcasters with very different shows to find out how podcasting has affected their careers and their audience. But most importantly, to ask how you put together a really good podcast.
The idea and the concept and the execution of it is really simple, but I really thought about it beforehand. I put some rules in place, and the big rule is the title. So it's about 30 minutes. It's never more than 45. I wanted it for people it's like a dog walk or a commute. So it was never going to be longer than that, never going to be shorter than that. And I also very rarely will record over 3 minutes. That comes from my commercial radio experience, that a link would never be longer than that because people will switch off. People will, you know, you get on to the next thing. So that's what I do.
So that's where I'm going. I'm going to see the nurse about stopping smoking. I'm going to go and see her, and hopefully she's going to give me the tablets. That's what I want. Well, that's me done. I'm at the doctor's now. Tomorrow is my big giving up day. Got my tablets. Apparently they give me good dreams. Good. It's been a while since I dreamed.
Chatting to Justin was great, but I was really saddened to learn that the hosts of one of my favourite podcasts, Ronna and Beverly, don't actually exist. They are in fact characters played by actresses Jessica Chatham and Jamie Denbo. I spoke to Jessica and I could barely contain my disappointment.
Make sure you have a cleaning lady, because that three-year-old will discover there's a fire hose attached to him and he will start urinating in every corner of your house.
We play two old yentas, which if people don't know what that means, it means old Jewish mothers, who have written a book called You'll Do a Little Better Next Time, A Guide to Marriage and a Remarriage for Jewish Singles. It says Jewish in the name, but it's for everyone. And we have a stage show at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, and the podcast is an offshoot of that.
I didn't go to college. I dropped out of high school.
Oh, no. I mean, really, do you have to say it?
Don't tell everybody.
Honestly. I mean, couldn't
smart.
You just say I didn't go to college? You just say I dropped out of high school.
What happened?
You got
a girl pregnant?
Pierced right through my heart.
I did not get a girl pregnant.
I'm very confused. And then you're on the other show and they're paying you $4 a year for that. The whole thing is starting to depress
me.
How much was your plane ticket out here? I want to cover your plane ticket home.
Unfortunately, both Jessica and Jamie's careers are going really well. They recently appeared with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy in the movie The Heat, the sequel to which will be focused on their characters and directed by Bridesmaids director Paul Feig. With this new success, does this mean that the days of the Ronna and Beverly podcast are numbered?
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean,
good to hear.
It's just like, honestly, I have to say, the things that give us the greatest joy in this world, Jamie and I, are playing really high status old ladies. So I would say the days of the Ronna and Beverly podcast are not numbered.
Good.
And hopefully, actually, we'll be doing more stage shows to support the podcast, to kind of go to places where we've developed these followings and kind of, let people see the real deal.
Both Justin and Jessica have been pleasantly surprised at the reach of their podcasts.
You reach an audience in a different way. Normally, when you do a gig, you entertain a room full of people, they laugh and they go home and they forget about you. This way, you can make them laugh every week and they stay with you. I get 100 emails a week about the podcast, and I haven't done one for about 6 weeks, and people are angry.
This is me, Justin Morehouse, and you're listening to About 30 Minutes, Never More Than 45. The level of anger at the fact that we've gone a week or so without a podcast has been noted.
So I was in Budapest for the last 3 months doing this Paul Feig movie, and a friend of mine came to visit, and we were in this garden of this really pretty restaurant, like up by the castle, having a real like tourist girls lunch. Another group of people came and sat down, and one of them said, "Excuse me, can I ask you a question? Are you Rana?" And I was like two bottles in on the rosé, and I had like a 3-hour lunch, and I just said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "I love your podcast so much, and I just never knew what you looked like. And I heard your voice, and I just knew, I knew it was you." And I just was like, "Oh my God, what else did I say?"
This is the Comedian's Comedian Podcast.
As well as comedy shows, podcasting has given rise to shows about comedy. My favourite one is The Comedian's Comedian, hosted by Stuart Goldsmith. It turns out Ronna and Beverly aren't the only podcasters who are tough on their guests. Why can't people be nice to comedians?
It's sort of like Inside the Actor's Studio for comedians. I basically take one famous name that you'll know from the telly, or someone that I regard as an unsung hero of the comedy circuit, and I interview them in real depth about how they write their jokes, and then it often spirals into why they write their jokes, and then I try and convince them. I try and find out whether they're secretly sad on the inside, and if they're not, then I try and convince them that they are. I mean, I think comedians get asked very often, where do you get your jokes from? But to actually sit down and spend an hour exploring that, and when in the day do you write, and is how's your writing developed and changed since you started? And that was part of it. And another part of it was I just realised that I hadn't done any formal training. I've done lots of training and college courses and stuff over the course of my life, but none of them in the job that's now my main thing. So I approached a comedian, a brilliant British comedian called Simon Evans, and said, "Would you be interested in, instead of, if I organised a masterclass?" And I got a bunch of other comics like me who'd been going maybe 8 years or that, or thereabouts. And we'll chuck in 20 quid and we'll all pay you, and you tell us how you write your stuff, because I think he's brilliant. And he said, "Oh, good Lord, no chance. I don't have a system. I don't know what I'm doing. But you can buy me a coffee." So I took him for a coffee. We had a fascinating conversation about jokes, and I walked away thinking, God, I wish I'd recorded that.
I have to ask this. Which of those two, whether it's writing a joke in advance or whether it's improvising, is a specific joke you did where you said, "What do you do?" And someone said, "I'm an actuary." And you said, "Really?" Because that's one of the best jokes I think I've ever heard. And did that just come to you?
That was spontaneous. I know the one you mean. That was on a DVD. That was spontaneous. But let me tell you this. I've said that spontaneously again since.
Garode Farrelly there. And you can hear the second part of his adventures in Comedy Podland next time on Culture File.